Fiat. June 14th, 1936. God and His will. His will in relationship with creation. His will in relationship with the celestial beings. His will in disaccord with the human family. The divine volition, with powerful strength, calls me into the interminable sea of its will. And oh, how well one feels in it. How many surprises, how many beautiful things one comprehends, which produce infinite joys, divine lives, love that never says enough. But what makes one the happiest is to see and feel that everything is divine will. The whole of creation forms one single act of supreme volition. But while my mind was wandering within it, sweet Jesus, making me his short little visit, with an unspeakable love, told me, "Blessed daughter of my will, you must know that at the head of the kingdom of my divine will, there is God himself. Our divinity does nothing other than a continuous act of it. We never do the will of anyone, but always our own. The crown of our attributes are dominated by our fiat. Its kingdom is inside of us and extends outside of us in our immensity, in our love, power, and goodness, in everything. Hence, for us, everything is our will. In the second place comes the creation. Heavens, suns, stars, winds, waters, and even the little blade of grass. They do nothing other than a continuous act of the fiat. Between the created things and us, there is a respiratory act. We emit the breath of our will, and the creation receives it. And emitting it again, it gives us the breath that we have given to it. That is, all the effects that our will, breathed by it, has produced. And it unites with our one and single act. How much glory and honor do we not receive? How extolled is our Supreme Being only because we let our will be breathed by all creation, and it gives us back the breath we gave it. There is such unity of will with all creation that everything that comes out of it or enters into it forms one single act of Supreme Will. And the multiplicity and diversity of the things that can be seen or take place are nothing other than the effects that our one and single act produces. In fact, our fiat never changes, nor is it subject to mutating. All of its power lies precisely in this: to do one single act in order to produce all possible and imaginable effects. In the third place come all the angels, the saints, and blessed of the celestial fatherland. They revolve around our Supreme Being, and they breathe the strength, the sanctity, the love, the infinite joys, the innumerable happinesses of the divine volition. They form one single life with it. They feel this life inside as their own life. And they feel it outside, bringing them the ocean ever new of divine happinesses. But one is the act that is formed in heaven, divine will. One is the breath. Only one thing is wanted, divine will. If, God forbid, even just one act or one breath alone could enter heaven, which is not divine will, The celestial fatherland would lose the whole enchantment, the beauty, the awe with which it is invested. But this can never be. See then how all the supremacy is held by my fiat. The blessed, by just merely breathing it, remain filled with seas of joys and incomprehensible happiness. As they emit the breath, our divinity feels the happiness that all the saints enjoy. And we all magnify our supreme volition as the beginning, fount, and origin of all goods. In the fourth place comes the human family. It revolves around us, but since their will is not one with ours, they do not breathe our volition that establishes the order, the sanctity, the union, the harmony with their Creator. And because of this, they remain scattered, disordered, and as though lost away from us. They are unhappy beings. The peace, the happiness, the abundance of goods is far from them. And all the evil comes from the fact that our will is not theirs. We do not breathe each other. And this hinders the communication of our goods, the perfect union with our Supreme Being. Our creative hand, which was to form its masterpiece and the most beautiful one in each creature, is stopped because our will is missing. It does not find their souls as suitable, adaptable, in order to render our divine art doable. Wherever our will is lacking, we don't know what to do with that creature. Here's the reason why we so long for our divine will to reign and form its life in them. Because our creative work is hampered, our works suspended. The work of creation is incomplete. And in order to obtain this, one must be the will of heaven and of the earth. One the life, one the love, one the breath. And this is the greatest love we have for the creatures. We still have many beautiful works to do, but the human will hinders our step, binds our arms, and renders our creative hand inoperative. Therefore, one who wants to do our will and live in it gives us work to do, and we make of her whatever we want. Now, you must know that as the creature decides to live of divine will, she secures her salvation and her sanctity. We dwell in her as in our home, and her will serves us as material by which, in each of her acts, we pronounce the fiat in order to form our works worthy of the one who inhabits her. We act like a king who makes use of stones, tuff, bricks, and lime in order to form for himself a sumptuous royal palace, such as to leave the whole world astounded. If he did not have the stones, the necessary material to build his palace, poor king, in spite of all the goodwill he might have and money to spend for the edifice, yet, lacking the raw material, he would remain without his royal palace. So are we. If we don't have the will of the soul, with all our power and will that we have, lacking the material, we cannot form in the soul the beautiful royal residence worthy of our dwelling. Therefore, when the creature gives us her will and takes ours, we are safe. We find everything at our disposal, small things and big things, natural things and spiritual things. Everything is ours. And we make use of everything in order to let our omnipotent fiat operate. And since our will cannot be without its works, it recalls all of its works into the royal residence it has formed with so much love in the creature, it surrounds itself with all the works of creation. Heavens, sun, and stars paid homage. And it places in order within her everything I did in redemption. My life, my birth, my baby tears, my pains and prayers, everything. Wherever my will is present, nothing must be missing, because everything came out of it. Everything belongs to it by right. And therefore, wherever it reigns, it forms the centralization of all its works. And oh, the beauties, the order, the harmony, the divine good that can be seen in this creature. The heavens are stupefied, and all admire the love and power of the divine will, and, trembling, they adore it. So then, let yourself be worked by it, and it will do great things as to leave you astounded. Moreover, our love and our eternal wisdom have established all the graces that we must give to the creature, the degrees of sanctity she must acquire, the beauty with which we must pearl her, the love with which she must love us, and the very acts she must do. Wherever our fiat reigns, everything is realized. The divine order is in full vigor. Not a single comma is misplaced. Our operating is in full harmony with the works of the creature. And, oh, how we delight! And once we have given her our final love in time, and she has fulfilled our final act of divine will in her mortal life, then our love will make her fly to the celestial fatherland, and our will receive her in heaven as triumph of its operating and conquering will, which, with so much love, it conquered on earth. Hence, her final act will be the entrance she will make into heaven, to then begin in our will-bearer of happiness, which will have no end. On the other hand, there where our volition does not reign, the divine order does not exist. How many works broken and not fulfilled? How many divine voids may be filled with passions, with sins? There is no beauty, but such deformity as to arouse pity. Therefore, be attentive, and let our will reign and live in you.